Not that I would have an acquaintance with this idea, Paul, that I'm aware that the Internal Revenue Service has a small operation in Kansas City.
They do?
Not that I would...
Yeah, not that we ever...
Have a nodding acquaintance with that. Like 5,000 employees, and that's the microcosm that all these people have to deal with our taxes. David Hood is expert on this, Bloomberg Tax Reporter, and joins us now. Paul, why don't you lead it off? It's a disappointing tax season.
Disappointing tax season. You know, we're starting to get the paperwork together. I'm getting ready. I'm going to be good this year. I'm going to get my guy, my tax guy, all the paperwork when he needs it. So we can be timely.
And David Hood says, forget about it.
And David Hood says, forget about it. David, talk to us about the IRS, kind of how they're preparing for this tax season. They have some challenges, don't they?
Yeah, thanks for having me. This season's going to be is going to be a rough one. Yesterday, IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick told reporters that even if you've got everything right, expect and you're going to get a refund this year, expect a three-week delay. And that's mostly just because they're short-staffed. I mean, the agency has seen its personnel reduce over the years. It's seen its budget cut at the same time. The agency is really asked to do more.
Okay, so what are we going to do about it? You know, we got COVID, we got this, we got that. Everybody know. Excuse me, I'm gasping over the IRS. What a shock. Everybody knows this, David, but then what's the plan?
I mean, the plan is be patient. The agency is telling folks, you know, be patient. Even CPAs are telling their clients, look, be patient with the agency. It is firing on all cylinders. Unfortunately, it's only got two cylinders to fire on.
Yeah. We're going to have to leave it there, but David, an ongoing story as we begin the tax season. Paul Sweeney and I in a dash to see who files April 14th.
Yeah, there's no upside to being early. You know, I mean, I'll keep my money.